Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
It was a breathless game of footy at the end of the day, but we'll start off with probably one of the major talking points of the game came right at the death of the game, Chris.
Not if you're watching it on Sky in the UK, it didn't.
Ugh, honest to God, their coverage was abysmal today. How many highlights do you want to show of something and then like not watch it when all of a sudden you look back and Salah's one-on-one with a keeper and you're like, any chance? But yeah, penalty. Nailed on.
It's a nailed on penalty for me. Like, and I know red tinted glasses, all that type of stuff. Like, but he kicks the lad in the chest. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. And it's the 98th minute and all that type of stuff. And yes, Liverpool have had a penalty already in the game, but that's as nailed on a penalty as you're going to see in a game of football. And you know, you could that referee and that VAR could have decided the title right then and there. Okay.
And I think that's why
not making a decision.
That's why they haven't.
I think that's why they haven't, though, mate. I genuinely think the ref's probably thinking the league is decided with this blow of the whistle.
Yeah.
Like if I blow the whistle, this decision here could be the decider of the Premier League title. And I just don't think they had the balls for it. They've been absolutely shambolic all seasons when it's come to big decisions and big calls. And that doesn't surprise me. I'll be honest, that does not surprise me. There was the one on Salah just before that. And obviously Salah gets Nathan Aki into the back of him a little bit. And I didn't think that was a pen. Nothing like really, there was no emotive feeling in me. It was like, oh.
I did at the time, but then I didn't when I saw the replay.
I was like, is it really? But that one I'm looking at thinking,
How'd you get that wrong?
Yeah, like it almost, whenever like VAR decisions go to the monitor or go to the, you know, to wherever they are, Stockley Park, there's always like, we're looking for the incidents. We're looking for the moment where there was something that happened. And as soon as we can see it, we're going to flag it. It was like the complete opposite. It was like they were trying to justify a way to not give the penalty in that moment. And that's what baffled me, I'll be really honest. I couldn't understand the logic as to say, that's not a clear and obvious. Like, it's a high foot, it's in the box. Yeah. He hasn't timed it right. Anywhere else on the pitch, it's a foul. And he just bottles it.
I think the magnitude of the situation as well. And you mentioned a moment ago, the minute it was in. I think if that's in the 65th minute, gets given.
It's a pen all day.
And that's wrong,
and this
though,
is the problem when we see it with penalties just in general. You see fouls in the middle of the pitch and you go, if that's in the penalty area, it's not given. And you've seen that time and time again. And it comes back to it. And I've said it just to Errol before. I've said it on these shows before. If you can't get 10 referees looking at fucking decisions at Stockley Park, all coming up with the same answer, they're all shit at the jobs then. Yeah. You're not going to get consistency. I reckon 99 out of 100 VARs give that as a penalty. Yeah. Why have we got the one that didn't? Because of the magnitude of the tie. Yeah. Because all eyes are on. Because Sky Football are playing it. Because Sky have built it up and all this type of stuff. They want a three-headed title race this season. Like they do. And I'm not saying that the television is the reason for them getting this wrong. But I do think that they've not been able to come to a decision because of the magnitude of it. Mm. And that's wrong. You've got to, if you are a referee or if you're doing the VAR or you're a linesman or assistant referee, whatever they call it, you've got to be able to put your flag up and call a foul, whether it's the 99th minute or the first minute of the match. That's what it comes down to.
You actually, it works different ways. Well, how often do you see a foul or a tackle early on in the game and you go, well, he hasn't booked him because it's so early. It shouldn't matter. It makes no...
A yellow card foul is a yellow card.
Yeah, objectively, a decision is a decision regardless of what minute you're in. And regardless of the implications of it as well, because I think you're right. I think the minute and what it means for the title race, they can be the only reasons why that's not given today.
They're sitting there putting all those pieces. Like the thinking of all the permutations. Yeah.
There's no clarity of thought.
Yeah, there's no clarity of thought of the isolated incident. Yeah. They're looking at the bigger picture, as you've just said, the Sky, the narrative, the three-horse title race. They're thinking of all of the other things that come after they made the decision, as opposed to just looking in isolated incidents. There is clearly a foul that's been played. He's got a high foot anyway, which means for me, if your foot's high, you're not in control of the ball. At no point whenever you put a foot in high will you be deemed, unless you pluck it out of the sky and you drop it on a two-pence, there's no control of the ball at that point. And if you're then putting your foot through into it, your studs go through into a man's chest, you fouled him.
Yeah.
You can't escape that. You've actually fouled the player. So as a result, if the player goes down, he's got every right to go down in that moment. Yeah. And at the end of the day, VAR have to look at that and think, do you know what? We've got to hold it. And we could get a lot of credibility back in the bank by making this call as well. I think that's a massive point that like will get overlooked. If they did have the balls to do that, I think a lot of fans would say, do you know what, fair fucks.
Because they could have bottled fans anyway.
Not Liverpool fans. But they could have been like, all right, well, they could have bottled it. Do you know what I mean? And like that, this is what we're living through now. But they could have bottled it, but they actually haven't. And do you know what? You can't blame the refs there. Like, City have shot themselves in the foot. A little bit of composure, a little bit of calm, and having that presence to just say, let's just get out of these next couple of minutes with no silly mistakes. And a player does. I'd be fucking fuming if I was Pep Guardiola.
Mm.
I'd be absolutely.
And they got away
livid.
With one. Yeah. Doku was not in control. We're watching it back now. It's on the replay. Doku was not in control whatsoever, and he panicked straight away. You can tell by look at his face, and you can hear Mike Dean comes on commentary. Obviously, you on the watching one. Mike Dean comes on commentary straight away, and he's thinking, oh, that's a penalty. His instant reaction is that's a penalty. Gary
and
Neville,
and he can't see fouls for shit, and he saw it
exactly. And the other day he was calling the drop ball a monumental error, so we know sort of what camp he lies in. But Gary Neville's doing his usual, oh, he's in trouble here. And having watched it, it all felt like, well, that's just a nailed on penalty. Here we go, type of situation. So what threshold they believe that falls under not to award that penalty, Chris, I will never, ever understand.
It's as simple as it's the 99th minute and they've panicked big time. Like, and if I was the referee, and this is where it comes back to, if you want to give the referee more time, more space to make the right decision, give him the time to go and look at the monitor.
Well, that's the other thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Because you didn't. Why?
Well, yeah.
Is it that clear cut that it's not?
At least,
that the referee shouldn't be looking at that? Because at the very least, the referee's got to look at that.
You might need a second look at that. But
as I was saying before, like, they look for the incident and then say, okay, we found what we thought you may have missed.
Yeah.
Go have a look now and see if you see it for your own eyes.
100%.
He chose not to.
But at least if he does that and he comes up with his decision and goes, you know what? No.
Yeah.
And listen, we'd still be raging about it. Of course we would. We'd still
but
be animated.
Let the ref on field make that call.
He deserves a second look at it. I put it at least. That's the very least.
That's the minimum threshold.
Yeah,
you just said that. That's the minimum threshold that should have happened in that situation. Yeah. The referee should have been sent to the monitor and he should have got an extra 20, 30 seconds. Yeah. He should have replayed it in fucking extra, extra slow mode.
Yeah. So all the stills.
Just put it on the still of his foot on his chest. Like you always do when it's against us.
Yeah.
We've seen so many lesser decisions or less obvious decisions, less clear-cut decisions go to the monitor.
The justification
like
was he wins some of the ball before he catches the
man.
So did fucking Curtis Jones not win some of the ball when he got sent off at Spurs? You know, the amount of times we've seen it, and this is the frustrating thing for me, because it's like, at what... We didn't have our best team all today. We didn't have the luxury. City, right? They might not have had their best, but they didn't have the luxury. But at what point are you just going to say, let the teams... Let's not be talking. We've spent what... 5 minutes into the show already, all we talked about is a VAR decision at the end.
Yeah.
Like, at what point can we talk about these two brilliant teams and the best team coming out on top on the day? Like, that's
what
the conversation...
We can't talk about the best team coming out on top because the referees didn't allow the best team to come out on top.
100%, yeah. I mean, for time immemorial, high foot's been a foul or a penalty anywhere on the pitch, but in this instance, of course, it wasn't dictating the old narrative, of course.
Mate, we'll see that next week.
At
some point.
And this conversation will come back up, of course.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.